JFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. Uh-huh. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Broadcasting from Ian of Doors, the Don and Mike Show.
La 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 la.
I hate to complain, Mike, but sometimes our website is like clockwork.
I mean,
it's effed up always. I was just on it looking for the pictures of Rob's Nazi knife.
Uh-huh. And why would you have been doing that?
Because I care.
That's right.
Anyway, I'm looking at the photo gallery, which I thought was rearranged, and I couldn't find the picture. And I don't know. There was some excuse that came from the back room.
It's on there now, though, isn't it?
No, not yet, is it?
Not yet.
They're working on it. Yeah.
Priorities. I guess the picture of the Nazi knife, it didn't turn out?
We didn't have the right lighting, I think.
Got a picture of the knife, but we couldn't.
I just wanted to count the excuses. That's all. I counted.
But you're not
three.
Saying the right three. Thing. You're not saying the right thing.
What am I? What should I say?
You're supposed to say what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week.
Mike, we're going to be talking to somebody dead right now.
Really?
And this is not like our Hotline to Heaven thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's Matt, the dead intern.
Ah, yes.
Hello, guys.
He has someone outside who's actually willing to be sprayed in his vehicle during this heat wave.
It's still going to be a scorcher. Temperatures, again, very dangerous. Check on the elderly. Make sure they're okay.
How are you, Buzz?
Itching. A lot of itching.
All right, Matt.
Hello, sir. How are you doing today, sir?
Get his name.
Please. What's your name?
Tom.
Tom. And what are you doing here today?
I wanted to get squirted so I can get off the do not call list.
What a junior broadcaster.
All right, go ahead.
All right, here we go. And I'm doing this. Absolutely, especially because you're an Eagles fan. Here you go.
Pretty good. He is soaking the guy.
All right,
he said.
Thank you.
All right. Because it's so hot.
It is hot. Yeah. Did Matt mention him that he's not going to be taken off the do not call list?
Nope.
Yeah, tell him that now.
All right. Good luck calling, by the way.
Tell him.
Try calling in.
Hey, hold on a second.
Yes.
Hey, Matt, don't be such a pussy. Here's the thing. Matt comes to us during the break and says, I got a guy outside, and he says the only way that he'll let me squirt him is if you guys take him off the banned caller list. And I said, we don't negotiate with terrorists. And then Mike said, go tell him yes, and we'll take it away. So now you got to tell the guy he still can't call.
He still can't call. It's simple as that.
I'm sorry, sir. We do not negotiate with terrorists. And have a lovely day. Thank you for participating.
Still can't call. What's he doing now, Matt?
He's looking at me very unhappily.
And he is a bit of a big Eagles fan. Like the kind of he had the right amount of beer that you might be in a lot of trouble right now.
He wanted to remind me that he is a police officer.
Oh, good.
Did you take out any frustration on you then?
Matt, tell him that, please. Don and Mike say to take out all your frustration on me.
If you have any frustration, feel free to take it out on me.
And now
I hope you don't have a taser in there.
Tell them you like rape.
Oh, God.
I like rape, by the way.
Oh, okay, there he is.
There he is, the dead intern.
Matt, the dead intern.
Very good.
In his last appearance on the show.
What a shame.
Tomorrow, let me see, we'll set up the Matt is Dead challenge for our listeners. And we will put a prize pack together and add some fabulous cash.
Don't want you to have I'm an ass tattooed on the top of your head for nothing.
Also, tomorrow we'll play Holly Morris Roulette. We never got to that today.
Right.
There's a very gay Craig Wilson floating out there somewhere.
Super.
There's a floater. We'll get to that.
Not an upper decker, though.
And Buzz Girdley.
Yes.
News.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Buzz, tonight is brought to you by...
It's still going to be a scorcher. Temperatures, again, very dangerous. Check on the elderly. Make sure they're okay.
You okay?
I think I can get through this.
You're
okay
to do the news. And I buy the big thing and the toilet tissue. This stuff never goes bad. I mean, when you run out of toilet tissue.
Yeah, then you're really in trouble.
It's a bad thing.
In the Roker household, sure is.
Brought to you tonight, Buzz, brought to you by Anko. A new Anko Contour All Season Performance wiper blades.
Wipers. Wipers!
Which really gets back to Al Roker's toilet paper.
Yes, it does indeed.
Anywho, hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. Earlier this year, the New York City Council banned the N-word. Maybe you remember us talking about that. The council, the city council in New York, knew that this ban was really just symbolic and not enforceable, but maybe they didn't realize just how little impact it would really have. Bolstered by that kind of success, the council's now considering banning two more words.
What are they?
Bitch and ho. The proposal may have already accomplished its intended goal of making people think about the words, whether they're insulting or harmless. The problem is the words have become so embedded in society.
Or a term of endearment.
That's right.
Yes.
That's also been mentioned.
Who's my bitch?
You're my bitch. Hey, bitch, where's dinner?
We're so used to these words.
I'm sorry I did that. I'm embarrassed that I did that. I did a bad thing.
I'm sorry.
Where's my dinner, bitch?
So many of us are so accustomed to these words, they're virtually meaningless, and they're not as mean or effective as perhaps they once were.
What, bitch?
I am so accustomed to that word.
Even some city council members admit that they've used them in conversations with their wives, still voting
those bitches.
Still voting to ban these once hurtful words seems to the city council of New York like the right thing to do.
I will always like Joe Pesci's use of it in the movie Goodfellas when he walks in right before he's going to shoot the guy. Thought you had some of your bitches in here. That was a lovely way.
We got that.
Thought you had some of your bitches in here.
Thought you had some of your bitches in here.
Words don't hurt. Not like a fist.
But Pesci's gun hurt. That's for sure.
That's true.
Sprayed his brains all over the pillar.
Do I amuse you? I'm just doing some spider. That's all. I'm still thinking Goodfellas.
Uh-huh. What, am I on the pain on mind list, kid?
I love that. There were things out of Goodfellas that went into the permanent vernacular. You know?
That is another one that was on A&E sometime over the last month.
Mm-hmm. Edited?
That, like Pulp Fiction. You look at it and you go, why? I mean, at least with The Sopranos, okay.
Yep.
I can see an edited version on A&E. You can get the gist and the feeling and the texture of the show.
Because it's really not that right. But you're taking, it's almost like if you're going to a museum and you got a fine painting up there, and you decide that there's one piece of flesh exposed that you want to paint over.
Right.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
And you shouldn't do that to movies either.
And that's why The Big Lebowski could never, ever be on any type of regular cable tier service.
It would ruin
but
it.
They'll do it.
I don't see how they could. I have somewhere, I've been a retard with my iPhone putting all the YouTube stuff on. And I realize how sick I am with you guys. Everybody's been to YouTube all the time. Mm-hmm. But because I get it on my phone, I download stuff, and I show it to Mike and Rob, stuff that's been out like for 5 years.
Yeah, the iPhone is everybody. Look, you're not alone. Everybody that's got it and sees it loves it. I mean, really.
I'm going somewhere with this. I get something that's been on there for 5 years, and I'm like, look. Well, something that I do have on here that I can't play the audio of now, anybody that's been to YouTube has seen it. It is a compilation of every time the word F is used in The Big Lebowski, there's something like 200 times.
And do you think really that they wouldn't make the effort to put that on second tier cable?
I do not see. And keep in mind, I'm pretty up to date, being as Janet and I just watched the movie a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
I don't see, because
what they're doing, they replace it.
Right. Replacement words.
But if they replaced it with Fred or frickin'. There's, Mike, it's too many. Because sometimes the dialogue is just like, oh, F. And when the guy comes in, hey, dude, how the F you doing?
You mean Sam Elliott?
Yeah. Hey, dude, why you gotta cuss so much?
Why you gotta cuss so much?
I don't even know.
We don't know. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Thought you had one of your bitches in here.
There it is.
There you go.
Thought you had one of your bitches in here.
There you go.
Pesci!
Winner, Spiewak.
How are you, Joe?
Nice job, Robbie.
Thank you, John.
Yeah.
Not very often do you see American business step up and offer government the help that it needs in providing services for its citizens. But one industry in California is insisting that it be allowed to help and allowed to pay its fair share. The industry's even formed a group called Let Us Pay Taxes. And they're offering Governor Schwarzenegger $1 billion so he won't have to cut services to balance the state's budget. Quoting a spokesman, it's ridiculous that California can't pay its bills. It's a tragedy.
I'm sorry, you said Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
He said, it's a tragedy they'll cut badly needed services and programs such as medical care for the elderly when money is available.
But I hope to keep a gym open in everybody's town.
You can read more about this industry's offer at letuspaytaxes.com. There you will read that, quote, the first states to regulate and tax marijuana will receive an economic bonanza bigger than the original California gold rush.
We will take marijuana taxes and build the big gyms so the kids can practice the fitness and things.
The growers are waving $1 billion in front of Governor Schwarzenegger.
I hate to stop whatever party they're having in the back room back there.
Yes.
And I know that it's really irrelevant, but you know, I notice all the phones ringing. God forbid, maybe it's someone that will help us out on the show or someone that wants to participate.
Someone who wants to replace Matt.
Fellas, just because we're doing news now, we don't shut down business. Please answer the friggin' telephones.
The
Thank
phones.
You. Thank you.
Phones.
Sure. Might be something important.
Phones.
Might be that next huge guest. Listen, I'm sure it's probably just people calling with the junior thing from 2 days ago.
Probably.
Still.
Yeah. There's that.
Please.
Grover Washington Jr.
You know, just appease me, please. Thank you. Make it look like you're doing something back there.
A U.S. appeals court ruled yesterday that people who are dying have no constitutional right to experimental drugs, and not to try to save them, not to try to ease their pain. The court says the FDA still has the authority to say what a doctor can or cannot do for someone who's already dying.
What are you reading back there, Joe?
Here goes the 10-hour trip
I'm
to the
microphone. I'm finding out how many times the word F was used in The Big Lebowski. Would you like to know?
You see, I accept the attitude if he's got the answer.
He kind of
was
show related.
It's a smackdown. Way to go, Joe. You knocked me down. What's the count?
281, and that includes the actual F word and various variations.
Thank you.
281.
Answer the phone and you're my man.
He did have the attitude.
Doing the research.
He had a boatload of attitude, didn't he?
I was researching something you were just talking about.
Because, you know, every other time I look back there, he's playing that goddamn marbles
you
game.
You could have caught
computer.
Him on any given day playing marbles, but yeah, the one day you pick, he comes to the net strong.
Hey, you know something?
What? No, what?
I had a dream last night.
All right, thank you, Joe.
And if you'd taken that like to a couple letters, it'd be,
well, Don, I just happen to have something you might have been interested in.
That's what he was essentially saying.
That's the underlying tone.
That's right. Well, today it's your pillow that's trying to kill you. Your pillow is a breeding ground for mold, bacteria, and dust mites. The older a pillow is, the more contaminated it is.
Now, Joe, don't put calls on hold. We don't interrupt Buzz's news.
I just
want to make sure that the calls that are ringing are answered.
That's right, so you don't see the flash, flash, flash.
Why are you calling during the news? Why is everybody effing up the rules?
Because you said you wanted the phones answered,
I'm kidding.
Now people know.
I almost just really said F.
I know.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello? Don.
Yeah, and Mike and Buzz. Why are you intruding on Buzz's time?
Well, I just heard on the radio. I finally got through. I call every single day to talk to you, radio.
Right. See, Joe, you should be. Joe, talk to this guy.
He's got something to say.
How you doing?
I'll save that for Joe.
Hold on. Stand by for your friend Joe.
How you doing?
There you go. I'm just screwing with everybody. Hi there, Buzz.
Are you appeased?
Joe, seriously, did you have to hang up on him?
Did he hang up on him?
Yeah.
Well, maybe they were through.
I don't want to talk to him.
Are you appeased?
What do you think he's
No. Like? No, not now. With his attitude now.
All right. You know what that means.
Appease me.
Okay. I saw Apocalypto. You appease gods. And that's why Joe will be taken up to the top of the volcano.
Is that really what that word means?
You appease the gods.
Yeah, you please them.
Or no, but appeasement can be used in a variety of ways. Uh-huh. You know, appeasement is a military term. You know, you have an appeasement. You know, where the tensions are resolved.
Right. 281.
Jackass. Appeasement sounds like something that is a candy. Some candy that's a combination of vegetables. Peasements.
Mmm, these are good.
They're yellow peasements.
Yellow peasements. Delicious. Well, apparently it's not unusual for somebody to hang on to their pillow for 8 years, sometimes longer. Doctors now recommend that because 50 million Americans have allergies, that you replace your pillow at least once every 2 years.
Men and women are going commando.
And every year, if possible. The doctors also recommend the new allergen-proof pillow protectors. Those, they say, will allow you to keep your pillow forever, if you so desire.
You know, with my recent, 2 years ago when I had some back problems, I was told by a doctor to stabilize my lower spine by putting a pillow between my legs. I just thought I'd throw that in there. Yeah.
That's a stinky pillow.
How's that for your mold there, boy?
I wonder if that pillow has any allergens in it.
They don't make it protective.
Fun and fun.
You know who will be glad to tell you to replace your pillows and buy the special dust-covered pillow things? Yeah. Is an ENT that sells those dust-covered pillow things.
Yeah, they're expensive.
It's a racket.
All that crap is the most expensive crap. Oh. Yeah. The specialty medical stuff is always more expensive.
Sleep with the dust mite. See if I can.
There he is.
You know what I have always looked at and I have never thought works is those pillows that appear to be made out of
foam
rubber that contours to the shape of your head.
Yeah.
When I've been in the store,
like Tempur-Pedic,
right? And I've seen the mattress, and I put my hand in it, like putting my big man hand into foam rubber.
I thought you were going to say you were putting your man on the mattress.
That's a different story.
Did you put your man on the mattress when you were in the store?
I always do, Mike.
Put your man on the mattress.
And the next day it's on the half price rack.
Well, what do you think of them when you put your hand on there?
I have not liked it. I didn't.
I
like
had
it.
One.
It's like I couldn't imagine sleeping on it.
Here's my problem.
I had one, and I you know. It just was my particular preference.
What do you do when you want to flip it over for the cool side of the pillow? Yeah, it's
the problem is they are heavy. They are very, very heavy.
Yeah, they are.
Has anybody had any luck with those Sleep Number beds?
I've never tried that.
Oh, yeah, I have one.
Jan and I were traveling. I don't know where we were, and we stayed in a hotel that had one.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the kind of thing, if you're like me, if you're ADD, it's like I would get it on, like, whatever the number is, 32, and I go,
right.
Oh, that's good. Well, wait, maybe 33 is better.
Uh-huh. Did they work?
I couldn't tell. I dicked around with it all night trying to figure out what number was best
for me.
You should
be a 40 or 45.
I cut through the chase with all this. I tried, because I've had a Posturepedic, I've had a Tempur-Pedic, I've had a couple of the mattresses. Now I'm more comfortable than I've ever been in my life. Really. I think it's the ultimate solution.
Wow.
I have a hospital bed.
Hospital.
I have a professional hospital bed.
May I have a moment quickly?
Sure.
The word F and its variations are spoken 281 times in the movie The Big Lebowski. The word dude is used 161 times in the movie, 160 times spoken and once in text in the credits for Gutterballs. And the dude says man 147 times in the movie, nearly 1.5 times a minute. Thank you.
Wow.
Well, so there you go.
That's the same info we had from Joe. You just dressed it up.
The dude and man is new.
You know, I was really proud of my hospital bed line, and then you had to steamroll in with that.
It was
crap.
A great line, Mike.
I was really disappointed in the factoid
out.
That we'd already had, you know?
You had one
and you
third
were hovering
of
at the microphone.
We have to play commercials.
God
and
damn it.
Joe has actually screened a call. It says, Dustin, you got to take this call.
Hmm.
Dustin.
Hey, you guys need to go slap Buzz. He's stuck in Wichita.
What?
What? Slap Buzz. He's stuck in Wichita.
Here's what it sounds like over the radio in Wichita.
Doctors.
Oh, my God.
Somebody slap him.
How long has it been going on?
It was when you're doing the pillow story.
Right.
And you said something doctors, and it's just repeating doctors.
Is that going out all over the network?
I guess so.
It's been doing that for 3 minutes, so at least in Wichita, maybe on the whole network.
Can I just say one thing? Hey, Joe? Joe.
Yes.
That's why you have to answer the phones all the time, dude. Seriously.
Exactly.
If it's going out on the network,
yeah.
ghost.
That's
going to
be the first.
Ghost.
You know, that's going to be the first way we hear about it. You know, we're not going to get a board op calling in.
No.
You know, really. Why should we get a call from the network?
Wouldn't the people in Wichita think they're listening to a tape or an old show that's jammed up in the machine?
Yes. This has got to be fixed. How could that?
Isn't someone manning KFH? Couldn't they put on a record or something?
We really, oh, God.
Let me just set the record straight.
Uh-huh.
Today is June 22nd, 1986.
Hold up the newspaper.
Thank you for my birthday gifts, Don. I always like to get something like that. They're perfect for a man in his mid-20s.
Pillow, 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 pillow,
German.
Pillow, 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 pillow.
I hope that gets fixed.
German woman has pencil removed from brain. When we continue.
Stand by, Buzz. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What do you make of Michael Richards?
This has to be for tomorrow, doesn't it?
Yeah, please. I thought this was an update on the skipping.
Yeah. I wish we
knew. Okay.
That's old. He used to do that a lot.
Yeah. That's our soundboard.
Yes.
I think that guy ripped off our Larry King soundboard.
Hence the fine audio quality.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Put your right leg in. Put your right leg out.
The lyrics guy.
Shake it all about.
What do you get?
Is it Hokey Pokey? Is it Hokey Pokey?
Yes.
Come on.
Hey, hey, mama. Said the way you move. Make me sweat. Mm-hmm. Make me groove.
Oh, Christ.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Friggin' spots.